97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station, Q-Tip, Nick Fox. And we've got a hotline that rings here, and it's got a strobe light and all that goes off. This is probably, is this AJ McKay?
It is him.
This would be one of the most creative type of people that you'll ever work with in radio. There's always the guy that puts together everything you hear in between the songs, and the guy that puts together all the big voice guy parts and has all the very creative part of radio, in my opinion. And AJ is a genius when it comes to that.
I'm good. I'm glad I got you got the script that I sent you this morning. Thank you for building that up.
I got paid good to say all that.
No, it's funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said you paid me very well. Thank you.
No, it's interesting, man, because people say, you know, well, I mean, I worked at WABB for 8 years. I was there from 96 to 2004. And people always say, well, what do you do at the radio station? Because I would do a weekend shift from time to time, but you know, I mean, I was kind of behind the scenes, and I said, well, I produce commercials all day, and I do all the little explosions and stuff that you hear between songs. And they're like, oh, so normally that means whenever you come on, we change the channel until the commercials are over. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I've worked hard to master my craft just for
nice.
You to tune out. That's
nice.
Fun.
You were here in what years?
I was here. I came there in January of 96, and I was there until August of 2004. And, God, I've got so many Bernie stories. Just listening to you guys this morning and people sharing Bernie stories. Bernie was, him and I worked really closely together because Bernie was always flying down the hall about something that I had put on the air that, you know, he's like, isn't that a little questionable? Don't you think we could tweak that a little bit? And, you know, because we were kind of, we pushed the envelope a lot. And I used to drive Bernie crazy, which was the highlight of my day, actually.
We're going to be playing a lot of the stuff you'll hear during the middle of the day today. AJ is the man that created it. So you're going to hear everything from, NSYNC's Party Bus type things to what we call a sweeper that goes in between the songs that basically says all the other radio stations suck. There's so many very creative things. And, yes, you guys did push the envelope a little bit. You were giving away stock from another company here in town since it wasn't worth anything.
That was, you know, it wasn't one of my most well-produced promos that I ever did, but it was the funniest thing that one of the funniest things we ever did on the air is we gave away stock and our competitor. You could either win, like, I think it was a Walmart gift card, or you could win stock in our competitor, which was, like, way below the value of the gift card we were giving away. And it was so funny to hear listeners on the air. Everyone took the gift card because they didn't win stock in our competitor because it was, you know, it just wasn't that good.
I was catching up with AJ actually last week as we were preparing for this day, yeah. And you were telling me a story because obviously on air, Bernie Dittman was known as Barney Dickman. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
And when he would record things, it's hard for a lot of people if you don't do radio and you're not used to going in and recording your own voice or recording, like, you know, yourself talking in weird ways or anything like that. It's tough. It's tough for a lot of us. Even being in radio, sometimes it's tough for us. And sometimes the creative man behind that and behind putting this stuff together, AJ right here, who's on the phone with us, you're able to guide people through it. And that's what you had to do with Bernie.
Right. And it was so funny because, you know, everybody has a Bernie Dittman impression, you know, and so basically we did a contest called Break Barney's Bank, which was kind of like, the caller would call in and you'd get into Barney's vault, and the goal was to get as much money as you could out of Bernie's vault before he came in and caught you. So I'm in the studio and I'm recording all of these lines because basically, you know, it was kind of like a beat the bomb kind of thing where the computer would go 100, 200. And if Bernie breaks in before you stop the clock, then, you know, you lose. So Bernie is in the studio and I write all these lines. And this was back when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was really popular. And The Weakest Link was really popular, the game shows. So Bernie's in the studio and I'm actually delivering the line to Bernie in my impression of Bernie's voice. And he's delivering it back to me in the impression that I'm doing of him. So he's impersonating me, impersonating him. I've never laughed so hard in all of my life. So basically it went like this. I would say, okay, Bernie, I want you to say, you are the weakest link, goodbye. And he would come back with, you are the weakest link, goodbye. And
wow.
I swear to God, I've never laughed so hard in my life.
That's the stories that will live on forever when it comes to WABB and Bernie/Barney. Dittman or Dickman?
Absolutely. I'll share, well, I don't want to take too much time, but I'll share one more quick story. I'll never forget it as long as I live, because I've never had an owner or a boss say this to me in my life, but I was really mad about something one day. It was like late copy or something was going on, and I was ranting and raving to Barney, and I was talking 1,000 miles an hour, and Barney looks at me, he puts his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "I think you've got a case of optic rectitis." And I'm like,
"What?
What in the hell is optic rectitis? I'm going to clean it up for radio." But he said, "That's when your optic nerve gets crossed with your, I don't know if I can say butthole on the air, but I'll say it.
You just did.
He said, that's when your optic nerve gets crossed with your butthole and you have a crappy outlook." At that point, I lost it. And I forgot what I was mad about at that point. But that was classic Barney. He was so funny and such a great character. And I'm so happy to have those 8 years of my life in WABB and on the Gulf Coast. It was the funnest time that I've ever had in any radio job. And it's funny because I'm ending my radio career today. Today's my last day. After 22 years, I'm going to go into voice acting full time. So it's kind of ironic that, you know, both of these chapters of my life are ending today. So it's very cool.
On a leap day, especially.
I know, right? I tried to leave earlier, but the stations that I'm at now, they kept bringing me back. So hang on just a little bit longer. So I thought this was the perfect day just to kind of pay homage to him. But what a great station, what a great character of people. I mean, just the family there. I've never worked for a station where it was so tight-knit. I mean, we worked during the day, we partied at night, we did stuff on the weekends. You know, it was a great time in my life for sure.
AJ, thank you so much for calling in today.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And Q-Tip, you did an amazing job. So thanks for all the work you've done on putting all this together and paying tribute in the right way. We all of us really appreciate it.
It's all of us here. It's not just me. Nick and Blondie, Alyssa, Heather, everybody, not just me. But thank you a ton. And you're going to hear a lot of the very, very creative things that this man right here, AJ McKay, put together just coming up here in a couple hours. So when you hear them talking about the NSYNC party bus, the Jeep Liberty giveaway, the Barney's Bank, this man, this voice you hear on the phone is the one that put all that together. So thank you again. And please keep in touch, obviously, and congratulations on going towards voice acting.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. It's like I said, it's been a pleasure listening to you guys this morning, and thanks for all of your hard work. It's really cool.
It's 97.5 WABB. This is Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are Now.
Hey, it's Katy Perry on 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast hit music station.
97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast hit music station, 827 right now. And yes, we are the morning guys. I'm Nick Fox, myself, Q-Tip. A lot of people in the building right now running around as today is the last day for WABB FM as you know it.
Crazy day, lots of emotions going all over the place, but we're trying to go out with a positive note here.
Celebrating the memories is the best way to put it. Today we're going to be at O'Daly's Downtown Mobile from noon until 12 o'clock tonight. You're going to see all kinds of people in and out throughout the day. And I will say, if you can make it down, it's going to probably start to fill late afternoon. That's when most of us are all going to be there, without a doubt, is when it gets to late afternoon. Obviously, a lot of us got a lot of work to do today.
Yep.
But throughout the day today, just make sure you have it on, whether the radio station, whether you're at work or whether you're doing whatever it may be, because you're going to hear a lot of the older music. Obviously, Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl, one of her first songs that made her big. You're going to hear all the way back to the 70s, maybe even some even older than that. Once we get especially into the late evening and everything, as the radio station WABB is working its way back to where it started. 1973 is when it started, February 5th, 1973. So we're working our way all the way back. Thank you all so much for being with us all the way up until now. And we're not leaving yet, but about 30 minutes from now is when it's going to kick off and just roll. And it's just going to be basically a lot of music throughout the whole day. And then you'll hear a lot of random things throughout the whole day also. You'll hear a lot of the DJs we got to talk to yesterday and today throughout the whole day. I will give you all you Lil Joe fans. I will say there's a lot of Lil Joe stuff coming up right around the 12:30 time today.
Yeah, all right.
I know a lot of you get really obsessed with Lil Joe, so you get a lot of that stuff coming up around 12:30 as it works its way back. We'll still try to get to your phone calls as fast as we can. And I will say another thing here coming up in a few minutes. The city of Mobile is going to take over the Wabbit, the WABB Wabbit that all of us knew and grew up with. And the Wabbit on the streets. Intern Alyssa has been the Wabbit for the past week.
The Wabbit is getting inducted into the Museum of Mobile.
We'll give you all the details and find out exactly what's going on. The first Lady Gaga, who turned out to be a massive artist.
Huge.
This song did very well. It's Born This Way on 97.5 WABB.
But Born This Way.
97.5 WABB.
WABB.
Hey, tonight.
8:36 right now on 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station. I'm Q-Tip, got Nick Fox in the studio right now. And today is the last day of WABB-FM. Thank you so much for listening. And all of you, actually, today, it's pretty crazy, all of you listening across the country, as this radio station means a lot, not only for all of you that grew up with it here in the Gulf Coast, also it means a lot across the radio industry,
right.
And there's a lot of people in the industry actually listening online today, so thank you guys, too. In studio with us right now, Lori.
Hi.
Where exactly are you from?
I am from Grand Bay, born and raised right here, and I currently work at the History Museum of Mobile downtown on Royal Street.
So you grew up with WABB.
I did. I'm 32, and I cannot remember not listening to WABB.
We got a call yesterday. Kathy Kaufman, our GM here, got a call yesterday from yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Explain the call. I've been told. I was like, all right, I got to hear this.
I have been trying actually to get through to you guys every morning for the past couple of weeks, and I have never been able to get through. And yesterday I called and talked to Kathy, and I said, look, you know, we know it's coming to an end. We really want some memorabilia from the station at the History Museum to keep. I mean, you guys are a part of history. I mean, that's just plain and simple. And, you know, you're a big part of the Gulf Coast, and that's what we focus on, the history, the preservation, the care, and the research of, you know, the Gulf Coast, and especially in Mobile. And this is a big part of it. So I called and, you know, I just said, we want something. We want to have a piece of you guys at the museum. So that's what we're going to do.
You want to tell everybody what piece will be able to be viewed and seen at the new museum?
Y'all are graciously giving us the Wabbit costume.
Yeah, we are.
We are so excited. I actually told Kathy yesterday on the phone. I said, well, you know, we would love to have the Wabbit costume. And she's like, I don't know about that. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I had to throw it out there. So when I got here this morning, I was very excited to hear that you are going to be able to give us the Wabbit costume. And that's just wonderful. We are so excited.
The only thing you're going to have to remember, and I will tell you this, it's not a costume.
It's the Wabbit.
It's, yes.
It's
sorry.
I made the mistake also, and I was corrected very quickly that it's no such thing as a costume. This thing is alive.
It's its own identity.
Yes. The Wabbit has lived on forever, and it still will live on forever thanks to you guys.
Yes. We are so looking forward to having him there.
I mean, I can't imagine the feeling, because I think about it now, and the feeling of being able to walk in the museum and see the Wabbit is going to be, it's going to be crazy. So
come in, and you can say, hey, is Lori here? And they'll call me up, and they'll say, what do you want? And, you know.
Did you just go, like, want? Like,
want? Yeah.
Wabbit. Okay.
Yeah.
Wabbit language going on, too.
There you go. Okay. And you just say, we want to see the Wabbit, and I'll bring you on up
it's
and you
funny,
can see the Wabbit.
Because we were joking when intern Alyssa was dressed up in the Wabbit suit on Fat Tuesday, we were out in front of the Museum of, the History Museum of Mobile. We were out in front of you guys, and I was like, people kept coming up to us saying, oh, the Wabbit, we got to take a picture. You're never coming back to, you know, we're never going to see you. But now you can go see the Wabbit, and it's going to be right there. And
exactly.
We even joked that, hey, maybe they're going to want it at the museum. You never know. So thank you so much. That's awesome.
Now, for all of you that still wanted a picture with the Wabbit, don't worry. The Wabbit will be at O'Daly's today. It'll be the Wabbit's actual last appearance before he goes into the museum.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a picture with the Wabbit, don't worry. The Wabbit will be at O'Daly's tonight until midnight, as WABB is still here all the way until midnight. So thank you, guys, and you don't get the Wabbit till tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. Now, hopefully he's good today, so we'll find out. It's 97.5 WABB right now with Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow.
Gotta get it. 97.5 WABB.
Woo! 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station. I'm Q-Tip, coming up here in a few minutes. Going to gather the current WABB staff for present day in here, and we will kick off this whole musical day of celebrating memories,
flashback, celebration, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be great.
So we'll get everybody in here in a few minutes, and I think everybody's kind of talking about a song that, is a current song for us here at WABB that, you know, has happened within the last year, so we can kind of say our thank yous, and we'll let it take over from there, and you'll hear all types of different DJs throughout the day today, and a lot of them still calling in, and we're getting their voices that you're going to hear as you're listening all the way till midnight tonight. Usher, huge song for WABB right now. Loving this club. We'll talk to you next.
97.5 WABB.
It's 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station. 8:56 right now, and this is going to be the choked up part. I'll go ahead and warn you guys on that as we're getting ready to kick off. Here in a few minutes, we've still got probably about 10 minutes before we actually get rolling back in time. And you're going to hear all types of different music, and it's really going to change. I was saying like 2.5, 3 hours. That's when you'll hear a lot of the older music really kick in. I mean, coming up here in like 30 minutes, it'll be like Flo Rida Low and all those songs, because those are actually old, man. I didn't realize they were as old as they are. So we'll be working our way back in time. And we got last guest. You're going to be the last guest.
All right.
Robbie Jones in studio. Over the last couple of years, we've actually spent a lot of time together as we did a thing called the Request-a-thon in October. And it was all for a local organization called Breast Friends. It was all for breast cancer. And thank you guys for dropping in right now.
Well, thank y'all for having us. We just didn't want y'all to leave without telling you how much we've appreciated the last 3 years. The partnership that y'all brought to us, we've raised over $40,000 with your help, and that's all money that goes to help women in the community that are fighting breast cancer. And we just thank you and just wish you the best and know that y'all will do a great job wherever you go. And just thank you for everything.
Well, thank you, guys. And wherever we go, we'll make sure that we take you guys with us, too. That would be more.
We would love that call. Please let us know, and we'll come.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for dropping by.
Thank you.
Now, Blondie and Alyssa on that microphone, intern Alyssa and Blondie. And over on the other side, I got Nick Fox and producer Heather. We are the last staff.
This is it.
It's crazy.
We've called ourselves the tripod before. I mean, it's just
the rock.
I mean, it's an honor to be here. It really is. And to have been at this radio station, I can say that the past 48 hours, I know for me, it's kind of made me feel a little smaller, because there were so many amazing people that have come through these doors, and now you really, really see it. We've seen it over the past, few days, and it's been absolutely amazing, the effect that it's had on so many people. So, thank you, Gulf Coast.
It has been fun. You got your start right here at WABB. Well, actually, all four of you.
We've got
producer Heather, we've got Nick Fox, Blondie, and intern Alyssa. All four of you got your start right here at this radio station, which is very cool for all of us here. So, thank you to the Gulf Coast. But in my opinion, I'm not saying bye personally. You know, because I don't think bye is right.
No,
obviously, this is celebrating
either.
The memories. Blondie, you got to step up and say something here, because this has been a major, major experience for you.
I'm truly humbled. And I would not be here. I would not have the success that I have today without the Gulf Coast and the listeners. Because it is the listeners that make WABB and these phone calls have truly touched me. And it is unexplainable to describe the feeling this is right now. Thank you.
We were all talking about current day. What is the right song to play current day for us as a staff? And we're going to be working our way back through time all day today, playing a lot of the older songs and working our way back through time to take it all the way back to the 70s by midnight. Current day for us, we're actually going, Jay-Z is the correct one for all of us.
Yes.
Young Forever is the song that we've all chosen as the staff now. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play Jay-Z. Awesome song. It's called Young Forever that we played right here. I think the first time I got to play this song was during the Request-a-thon for breast cancer. We're going to play that, and then I'm going to come back right after that And we've got two other people in studio that I want to make sure talk. And one is a guy that started right here back in the day, and he joined us yesterday. And another is the grandson of the man that everybody has talked about. Bernie Dittmann, everyone has talked about over the past 24 hours at a nonstop rate. So both of those guys we'll hear from right after Jay-Z, Young Forever, on 97.5 WABB. It's 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station. I got to do the legal stuff, WABB, Mobile, Pensacola, Biloxi, because we're right here at the top of the hour. Thanks to all of you, obviously, from the current staff right here. And now we're going to start working our way back. And it's an honor to be standing here with these two people, these two guys. And Gary, you'll be on right there. Gary Mitchell, a.k.a. Barry Silverman. He came in the studio with us yesterday, and you spent some time in here with us yesterday, and you told us amazing stories as you were one of the first pieces to what
that's right,
is right here.
I was right here when ABB FM went on the air in 1973. I think it was February, I believe.
February 5th.
If my memory serves me correctly.
Is what I was told.
Yeah.
The stories you told yesterday were amazing, and you'll actually hear some of the stories that Gary told us yesterday on air. You're going to hear them throughout the day today. They're going to be more later in the later part of the day. I think the 6-7 o'clock hours are when you're going to start to hear some of Gary's stories from Mitchell in the Morning and everything like that, as you did the morning show here. Now, the honor for me to be able to stand here before we let the music take it away is because next to me also is Julian.
And the future, right?
This is Bernie Dittmann, who we all talk about, and Gary, you know very well, his grandson. How are
Hello,
you?
Julian.
Good.
I was telling Julian just a few minutes ago that when I came to work here in 1970, I not only worked for Bernie, his grandfather, but also I worked for the man that he is named after, and that's his great-grandfather. He was affectionately known as J.W., and he was quite a character. He really was. So you have a lot to live up to.
You ready for it, Julian?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's just an honor to be in obviously the studio with both of you guys, and it's gonna be a fun day. Julian's here. It's gonna be a fun day, and Gary Mitchell, you're gonna hear so much. You're gonna hear Mitchell in the morning later on tonight, and it's gonna be a real day of celebrating memories, as Leslie Fram put it earlier this morning.
Yeah, it was great to hear Leslie this morning on the air. She was so much a part of this radio station.
You ready, Julian?
Yeah.
Wow, and Gary, thank you so much for dropping
in. It was great seeing you again.
A song that I was told was one of Bernie Dittmann, who is very close with both of you, Julian's grandfather. A song that was very close to him was the Beatles, Strawberry Fields, I was told. So when you hear Strawberry Fields, wherever it may be throughout the day and as it gets later on to the night, know that this song by the Beatles was one of Bernie's favorite songs. So enjoy it. You want to say it's 97.5 WABB and everything? You want to say it? You got to do it.
It's 97.5 WABB.
We'll start from the beginning with his name. Here we go.
Hey, I'm Julian Dittmann, and my grandfather was Bernie Dittmann. I wanted to say thank you to the Gulf Coast for everything you've done, all the stories you've called in with, and for your help celebrating all the great memories. Please enjoy listening all day today as we work our way back to the 1970s. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much for making 97.5 WABB your hit music station for 39 years. I'm Cherish, and you guys have made us all here at WABB a part of your family for so long. This is one that I know you have to remember. Early 2000s, Usher. Yeah!
Time for another True Confessions of a WABB listener.
Well, it started a couple of years ago. I'd just listen for a couple minutes, maybe on the way to and from work. One day it happened. I started to sing along to a Kelly Clarkson song. I know my friends would make fun of me. I'm a guy. I'm supposed to like Metallica, but it's true. I really like Kelly Clarkson's music. I don't know what to do. Can anybody help me?
Don't let this happen to you. Listen responsibly and know when to say when. This public service announcement brought to you by your friends at the number one hit music station, 97.5 WABB.
It was a day on the show, but if you missed it before, now we're gonna rerun it, run it. Yes, indeed, we'll rerun it, run it.
The Hispanic boycott yesterday, we had special guest Melena Torres in with us.
She was going to translate everything we said.
But apparently, I talk a little bit too fast. I don't know if any guys or any of you guys have ever been to a Kid Rock concert or pretty much any rock concert. Usually a lot of people smoking, and it's not cigarettes, and I was not, just to make that clear. I don't know if you can say contact high in Spanish. So, I'm a bad storyteller.
Okay. You gotta let her pause so she can translate it.
I'm sorry.
Ellos fueron al concierto, después todo el mundo estaba fumando, por supuesto no normales cigarrillos, y ellos terminaron jugando cartas encima de una cama.
I'm so confused.
Cherish on 97.5 WABB.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Brent from the band Shinedown, and you are listening to the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station, 97.5 WABB. That's right, I said it.
The second chance. 97.5 WABB has given you money through a pig with WABB's Pledge to the Pig.
You like free money? Here comes
a poop. We even brought back the Wabbit and gave you a ton of cash with the free money Wabbit contest.
Hey there, Sugar. You just want a bunch of money from the free money Wabbit.
I won?
This time, things are going to be ugly. Really ugly. And mean.
I'm not mean. I'm misunderstood.
This time, we're giving you a stack of fat cash with the mean green money monster.
So I can share it with all my friends.
Oh, he's so cute in a horribly disfigured kind of way.
Keep listening for details on how you can win the green from the mean green money monster. Only at 97.5 WABB.
Hey, this is Justin Timberlake, and you're listening to 97.5 WABB.
You ready?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Lance?
Not much. What about you, Wabbit?
I'm sitting here in my cage waiting for you to play my song over and over.
You're in your cage? What happened? Were you a bad Wabbit?
No, it's getting close to Halloween.
So?
So? You never heard of the Curse of the Were-Wabbit?
Nope.
Oh, it's horrible. First, I get all furry.
You're already furry.
Well, I get even furrier. Teeth.
You already have long teeth. You're a wabbit.
No, really long, long teeth. And I grow from my normal 2 foot two stature to a whopping 2 foot six.
So does that mean you're on your tiptoes or wearing platform shoes?
Are you making fun of me, Mr. Wayne? You know, you should make me angry.
What?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Is this the thing from The Incredible Hulk?
Getting angry. Shirt tearing. Purple pants stretching.
Growing the super giant on the size of 2.6. Wabbit Man. Tune in, TJ. Wabbit Smash, TJ.
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just a little gassy. So anyways, you're going to play my song back to back to back to back to back to back. Am I going to have to come over there and stomp on you?
Yeah, well, you know what? I got a song for you. Since you like The Incredible Hulk, you'll be familiar with it. Take a hike, Wabbit.
You hang up on me. Play my song to me.
Jeez, you never can know what's going to be going on with the Money Wabbit. He just comes up and expects us to play his song all the time. Well, who knows, since he may turn into a were-rabbit and attack me. And we'll see what happens in a bit. Keep it here to WABB.
Hear the Jones family got a new flat screen HD TV last week?
Jones family. Everybody's always trying to keep up with the Jones family. That flat screen makes this Bavarian wooden toy choo-choo look like a grade A piece of shit. F***ing Jones family.
Hey, I was just thinking, what if we stole the Jones family's TV and gave that away as a gift?
What? Morty, that's brilliant. That'll show these f***ing Joneses.
This holiday, don't spend hours in lines to get the perfect gift. Steal it. It's 97.5 WABB's Christmas ripoff. We'll give somebody a really cool gift. Then all day you get to try and steal it from them, leaving them with a much smaller gift while you get the uber goods for yourself. This Christmas, you could steal things like a year supply of Bluebell ice cream, a handheld GPS system, a pool table from No Limits Gaming, gift certificates to the Skyview Lounge, sunglasses from Shades, a year supply of Pepsi courtesy of Buffalo Rock, and so much more.
What are we gonna do if we don't have to make these bullshit Bavarian style wooden choo-choos?
Go to the Bahamas? We're going to the Bahamas. Oh, Santa's gonna be pissed.
97.5 WABB Christmas Ripoff.
Cause it's all in my head.
What's up, it's Jonathan. I did the night show here on 97.5 WABB for a few years. I left back in 2007 and moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I know, Oklahoma, I get it. Let the redneck jokes begin. Anyway, I'll tell you the one thing that sticks out from my time at WABB is that the station is a family. It always has been. If you've ever worked at WABB, you're part of this bond, of this family. And it started with Bernie Dittman, and it went all the way down to whoever worked there. We were all part of something special. And I tell you, that family extended to you guys, the listeners on the Gulf Coast. So that's my spiel. I'm going to play a song that was big whenever I was on the air. So how about 50 Cent in the club? It's 97.5 WABB.
What you doing, and I have some fun.
This is Cherish. Thank you so much for listening to WABB and making WABB a part of your family. You listened to it when you were a kid. Your kids are listening to it now. Since February 5th, 1973, 39 years. It's had an amazing run on air, all thanks to Bernie Dittman's dream of owning a radio station. Here it is, and we have had a wonderful run with you. We want to take you back to right around the early 2000s. I know you remember this one. It was one of my favorites. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
The station you grew up with.
The Legendary.
The Legendary. 97 FM. WABB. In 1752, the Pennsylvania Assembly wanted to show that their town had liberty, so they bought a bell.
Ooh, look, a bell. Let's ring it. Oops.
In 1886, the French wanted to show the United States that they, too, had liberty, so they gave us a statue.
Ah, oui, oui, monsieur. No, dude, that's a woman.
In 2002, 97 FM WABB wants to show you our liberty, and then we're gonna give it away. It's a special 2002 Independence Edition Jeep Liberty. The hottest new ride on the street. And we're gonna give it away. This special Jeep Liberty comes with tubular brush guards and sidesteps and special patriotic badging. And it can be yours. Here's how you win. Listen for the red, white, and blue touch tones. Be caller 20 at 770-9736 or 1-800-678-9736 and simply say, give me the Liberty. You'll get a key that could open the door to our Jeep Liberty Independence Edition. If your key opens the door, it's yours. Keep listening for your chance to win from the only Gulf Coast radio station that's giving you the Liberty. 97 FM, WABB.
My name's Brett, and I remember in about 88, I won the movie tickets for the premiere of PCU, the movie. And then in 89, you put your bumper stick, the WABB bumper sticker on your bumper, won the summer prize pack with all kind of huggers and ice chests and everything in it. It was great. Been listening to WABB forever. Sure hate y'all going and miss y'all guys. Ready for action, nip it in the bud. We never read.
Voodoo Fest 2002 in New Orleans happens Saturday, November 2nd, and 97FM WABB wants to clear up some rumors that have been floating around. Some people think Voodoo Fest is like this.
I cut off head of chicken to put spell on you.
In reality, Voodoo Fest is really like this. Some people think that Voodoo Fest is like this.
Bring in the sacrificial virgin.
What's that? No virgin?
But Voodoo Fest is really like this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Voodoo Fest 2002 in New Orleans.
Featuring No Doubt, Counting Crows, Lacey Gray, 311, Garbage, Sum 41, Ken Jordan and Scott Kirkland of the Crystal Method,
and many more. Just listen to WABB all weekend for the touchdowns. Be caller 20 and win your tickets to Voodoo Fest 2002 from the only station with guaranteed Gulf Coast winners.
Gulf Coast winners.
97FM, WABB. The station you grew up with.
The legendary.
The legendary. 97FM. WABB.
You're all that I want when you're lying.
97FM. WABB's $1,000 hit of the day is already pretty easy. But we asked you how we could make it even easier.
You should do it like twice more during the day. 7:20, everybody's getting their kids into school, and I can't listen to that time.
7:20, I'm in the shower. 8:20, I've gotten to work, gotten my first cup of coffee, and I've got the radio on so I can hear it.
I don't leave the house until 7:20, so I can hear the song, but we were getting the kids to school too early.
You told us what you want, so you got it. The $1,000 hit of the day just got even easier. Just listen to the morning, guys, at 6:20, 7:20, and 8:20.
We'll tell you what the $1,000 hit of the day is.
And they'll even tell you when we're going to play it again. That's right. Just listen weekday mornings to the morning, guys, at 6:20, 7:20, and 8:20. They'll tell you what the $1,000 hit song is. And they'll tell you when we're going to play it again. It's the $1,000 hit of the day from the only station with guaranteed Gulf Coast winners. 97FM, WABB. If it wasn't for today's hit music, we'd be forced to play that crap that the other stations play.
And who needs that?
97FM, WABB.
Everybody was wanting New Kids on the Block tickets. My mom told me that if I won the tickets off the radio, I could go. So I got up that morning listening, and I think you had to be the 10th caller, and I won them. And I told my mom I won the ticket, so she had to live up to her in the barn and take. And I loved it. I guess that was 22 years ago. I think it was back in 1990. I loved that WABB, and I hate y'all going off the air. I mean, this is like part of a generation that we have been around, gosh, forever. That's like the main thing, that WABB.
I keep on falling in.
This is Ava Levine.
What's up? This is your Pinkness.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mark from Blink-182.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lopez, and you're listening to today's hit music on 97FM WABB.
The station you grew up with.
The legendary.
The legendary. 97FM WABB.
The events on 9/11. I remember waking up that morning, getting ready to go to Faulkner State Community College. I was getting ready to go to my math class, and I heard that the emergency broadcast, and all of a sudden they were giving live coverage of 9/11. I remember patriotic songs being played, moments of silence, everybody praying, calling in. It was absolutely amazing, and I love how WABB always covers major breaking news all the time. I'm going to miss you guys. Truly going to miss you guys.
Just good for changing.
Broadcasting live from the epicenter of the
Hades
universe.
Epicenter? Ain't that big ball in Disney World?
That's Epcot Center, you moron.
Ow. Never mind, man.
This is the Gulf Coast number one hit music station.
97 FM.
WABB.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. Welcome aboard Flight 975. As you can see, I've turned off the no music sign. So feel free to remove your seatbelts and dance about the cabin.
Here comes another 10 in a row.
Right now.
Today's
97
FM, WABB.
Never made it as a wise man.